From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump had a stern warning for Iran on Tuesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president issued the warning as he met here at the White House with French counterpart Emmanuel Macron, who is lobbying him to stay in the multinational deal aimed at restricting Iran's nuclear weapons development.
They restart their nuclear program, they will have bigger problems than they have ever had before.
He calls the Iran deal insane and ridiculous. The president's also talking about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, whom he says wants to meet as soon as possible.
He really has been very open and, I think, very honorable from everything we're seeing.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump faces a May 12th deadline to again waive economic sanctions against Iran as part of the deal. In Quetta, Pakistan, on Tuesday, three suicide bombers separately attacked police and paramilitary forces, killing at least six and wounding several others. One of the bombers blew himself up near a police van on the main road leading to the city's airport, causing the fatalities. Rescue workers said seven policemen were taken to the hospital in critical condition. President Trump says the United States stands with the people of Armenia on Armenian Remembrance Day. It's the 103rd anniversary of the start of the massacre of Armenians at the hands of Ottoman Turks. In a statement, Trump said he deeply respects the resilience of the Armenian people, who he says built new lives in the United States and made countless contributions to the country. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office wants an investigation into the killings of dozens of civilians by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen during the past 4 days. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
Human rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says two coalition airstrikes destroyed a wedding tent, killing at least 19 civilians and injuring some 50 others. She says the final toll of deaths and injuries may be higher.
Local inhabitants informed our staff that the victims do not have any political affiliations, not to say that that would have made the wedding party a legitimate target. They also said there were no military objectives in the vicinity of the targeted area at the time of the attack.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Bloggers and others running online platforms in Tanzania have 2 weeks to register with the government or face fines and jail time. Correspondent Mohamed Yusuf reports from VOA's East Africa Bureau in Nairobi.
Those who fail to comply with the new regulations could face fines and up to a year in jail. Reporters Without Borders has called the new law the latest blow to free speech in Tanzania. Newspapers seen as critical have been shut down or their licenses suspended. In February, two opposition politicians were jailed for allegedly insulting the president. In Tanzania, bloggers and administrators of other online platforms have until May 5th to get registered. Their licenses then will come up for renewal for a fee every 3 years. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. Supreme Court is to hear arguments Wednesday on whether President Trump can limit travelers from mostly Muslim-majority countries from coming to the U.S. U.S. stocks were sharply lower at the close of trading on Tuesday as the key U.S. government's 10-year Treasury bond yield reached the 3% level for the first time in more than 4 years. The rise in the key bond yield heightened concerns of large companies that have warned of higher operating costs, which are passed on to consumers. And former President George H.W. Bush is said to be responding and recovering after suffering a potentially life-threatening blood infection. The now 93-year-old Bush was president from 1989 to early 1993. He was admitted to the hospital Sunday morning. He's been in intensive care. Before being hospitalized on Saturday, he attended the funeral of his wife Barbara, who died last week at the age of 92. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.